Whoa. Here you go. This would definitely qualify as a meet cute if we hadn't already met. So, what was that about? He totally pushed you. This many textbooks don't end up on the floor accidentally. Here, don't forget Shakespeare. Did he say anything to you? Very funny. Not Shakespeare, the douchebag that pushed you. Did he say anything? Are you serious? I'm gonna kill him. Hey, it is a big deal. Look, I'm gonna take care of it. I mean, he's practically begging to be punched in the face. And doesn't he have such a punchable face? Oh, come on, don't give me that. It is my problem. If it's your problem, then it's my problem too. Besides, I think it might be partially my fault. Well, you know how he asked me to prom? I think he's a little resentful because I went with you instead. Yeah. He's a big boy. He'll get over it. I mean, it's just a little rejection, Jesus. And it's not like I wasn't nice about it. You know, I think it went something like, "Hey, Raven, you, me, prom." And I said something like, how I'd rather stick pins in my eyes. Well, I said it gently. Listen, he's always been an asshole. I mean, there's a reason half the people in the school hate him. He's always starting fights and getting up in people's faces. Honestly, it's about time we do something about it. I said it's about time we do something about it. I have an idea. Are you in? Come on. Is this going to be yet another one of those times where I have to convince you to step outside of your comfort zone? 'Cause we could just cut to the chase. Well, I know you'll agree to it eventually. So say yes now and spare me of all the, "I don't know if this is such a good idea, Raven," blah, 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 blah. If we're gonna do something, now's the perfect time. I can't believe I even have to talk you into this. What are you afraid of, Getting in trouble? Have I ever gotten you into trouble before? So, shouldn't you have a little faith in me? How about now? See, there is the rebellious streak I know and love. I knew you'd say yes. Well, I can be very convincing. And hey, don't worry. We're not gonna get in trouble, okay? A little revenge never hurt anyone. Actually, that's not true. But, you know, this particular revenge won't hurt anyone. I have a plan. Just follow my lead, okay? We need eggs. We can sneak them out of the cafeteria. What do you think they're for? We're gonna egg his car. It's just the right amount of payback, and eggs are easily accessible. Simple but effective. Wait a minute, does the cafeteria even have eggs? Well, I'm just thinking, in my past 4 years at this school, I've never seen anything even remotely fresh in the cafeteria. We might have to settle for green beans or something. Green beaning his card doesn't really have the same ring to it. Got the eggs? I can carry them. Okay, but hold them tightly, because if you drop them, then we really will have to settle for green beans. Now, lucky for us, he parked his car very conveniently right at the side of the building. Which means, if we sit up on the roof, we'll get a perfect shot while lowering our risk of getting caught. Now, technically, we're not supposed to go up here, but we're seniors, so the rules don't apply to us. You go first. Yeah, I'm fine. Or I will be. What better way to get over my fear of heights than to climb up a fire escape, right? I have been up here before. Just a couple times, though. Watch your step. Got it? Ouch, you stepped on my hand. Kidding. Keep going. That wasn't so bad. It sure is higher up than I remember it. Nice view though, huh? Okay, so let's get down to business. Egg, please. Actually, do you want to do the honors of throwing the first egg? Be my guest. Oh, nice shot. Right on the windshield, front and center. My turn. Now, I don't think we're high enough for these to dent his car, but if we are, we'll just convince him that a bird must have given birth while flying overhead. He'd probably believe it. He believed in Santa Claus till he was like 13. Your turn. Aim for the headlight. Beautiful. I'll get the other one. I can't wait to see his face. I wonder if he'll roll up his sleeves and clench his fists like people do in movies. We should take pictures. What are you thanking me for? Oh. Hey, anytime. You know I'll always have your back. Of course. You're the only person that I can always trust to have mine. Besides, I should have done this a long time ago. I mean, just look at that. That is some fine egging, if I do say so myself. Hey, I'm sorry he gave you a hard time. If it happens again, you'll tell me? Good. Because there are plenty of eggs left, and I think I have his address. Come here.